as the act has moved forward as well, there's also been other developments. FinCEN Treasury started issuing in 2016. This is on the next slide, excuse me. Geographic targeting orders focused on cash sales of real property in certain areas. DC started requiring beneficial ownership reporting for entities organized or qualified in DC. Arizona has done some things in that area. But then last year, the Corporate Transparency Act was finally wound into the National Defense Appropriation Act, which was then, of course, approved with veto-proof margins, vetoed anyway, ostensibly because of the requirement to rename Confederate named military bases. And that was overridden by the Senate on January 1. That's actually an important date here because the statute provides in a number of cases that Treasury and FinCEN will issue regulations within 1 year of the passage date of the act. So that's why the January 1 matters. Here's the highlight of what this statute is going to require. If you are a reporting company, and that's a defined term I may come back to, they are going to have to register the personally identifying information. I'll come back to that as well, but think name, address, phone number, social security number, of the beneficial owners, which is another defined term and extends beyond people who are owners of a business. Yes, the government defined beneficial owners as people who is groups that include people who don't own anything. They will have to file that information with FinCEN, which is a sub-department of Treasury. And then they're going to have to update that information. Right now, on an annual basis, there's regulatory authority to make the requirements, the updating requirement more common, more frequent. Beneficial owners, these are going to be natural people. We're going to work our way all the way up to live persons. The beneficial owner of a wholly owned subsidiary is not the parent entity. I'll come back to subs later. But you're going to go back to who the ultimate natural people owners are. And that's, of course, going to be a challenge in many situations. There can be penalties under this act for willful noncompliance. I may come back to a subtlety on that. It can be jail time and it can be up to $10,000 of fines. And then here's what's going to be most important for most of us, the reporting company. These are initially limited liability companies and corporations. There's regulatory authority to extend it out to other things, limited partnerships, statutory trust, other entities. We'll talk about that in a minute. That have fewer than 20 employees and not less than $5 million of receipts and who have a physical presence in the United States. Turning that coin over, if you have a closely held company with more than 20 employees, more than $5 million worth of revenue and a physical presence, they will fall outside of the reporting obligation. Oh, that sounds great. Everybody has more than 20 employees. We did some back of the envelope math based on some numbers from the SBA and the Census Department. And something like 88% of all closely held businesses in the country are going to fall within the reporting requirements of this statute. We may not get phone calls from them very often, but these companies that own the local dry cleaners, they're going to be subject to the reporting obligations. If we could jump forward to the next slide, there was published back on, it came out in the Federal Register on April 5, but it was first released on April Fool's Day, request for comment with respect to the proposed regulations. They basically said, please tell us things you think we ought to talk about, and here are some of the things we're particularly interested in you responding to. The comment period for that closed on May 5, that advance notice. Treasury is presumably reviewing all of them. All of the comment letters are available on the FinCEN website, and you're certainly welcome to go there. And I think that it's a good practice, particularly if you're going to be your firm's point person on this, to go look at those comment letters. It's at least going to identify issues that people are wondering about, and in some cases, proposing solutions. I can tell you there are some comment letters that say, this is a problem here to solve it A. Others say, solve it this way. Others say, it's not a problem. That's the regulatory process with which we're all familiar. But that's where FinCEN is right now. Again, talking to people who know a lot more about this than I do, the guess is that we'll get the proposed regulations perhaps in the September timeframe. So we'll be looking for that. And at that point, we'll know a lot more than we know today, but we still won't know everything until the final regulations come out. So let's talk about on the next slide, who's really subject to this, start drilling down a little bit. Again, the defined term is a reporting company. It starts off with every corporation and every limited liability company, which, as we all know, covers the vast majority of entities formed in the country anymore. There's also a part of the defined term that calls for other similar entities created by a filing with the Secretary of State.